cut down in the D.C. area to keep the trucks off certain roads. Metro Police confirmed Wednesday they closed all the exits and off-ramps on I-395 as a precaution to get the trucks back out of the district in a timely manner. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're wondering where to celebrate Irish heritage, these cities won't disappoint. Tripping.com has named the 7 best cities to get your green on. Number 1 on the list is Chicago, where the Chicago River is dyed green. Boston comes in at number 2, with Philadelphia at number 3. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Overnight showers and thunderstorms likely to become strong and possibly severe, too. That window continues for the overnight hours. Make sure you're able to be alerted with your device for the overnight early morning hours. Low 60s in the morning, windy, breezy tomorrow. Afternoon, decreasing clouds and gusty with a high of 78. Upper 40s, low 50s Saturday. In the morning, sunshine. In the afternoon, at the high near 70.
Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Amy Oyster Festival has a full weekend of family fun, food, and music with fresh oysters on the half shell. Char-grilled oysters. 5K Oyster Race, Oyster Day, Sunday, 8 a.m. Carnival rides, arts and crafts, live entertainment by the Dominoes, Ivory White, Category 6, and more. A great weekend of family fun and great food. All at the Amy Oyster Festival, Friday through Sunday, March 18th through the 20th, downtown Amead. Click ameadoysterfestival.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship. And you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com. No Mike tonight. I guess he's just out enjoying St. Patrick's Day, but he's going to be upset that he missed tonight's show because we have our good friend Tracy Napolitano from the New Orleans Bourbon Festival with us. Tracy, how's it going tonight?
It's going well, but you forgot about the Colonel. She's here, too.
I was just getting ready to ask about the Colonel because it wouldn't be a show without her too. So I'm glad we're all back together again. We got the band back together tonight, huh?
I know. I feel like, you know, we got rid of Yoko or something. I don't know. Joke.
Who is Yoko?
I don't know. Maybe you're Yoko. Hey, BJ, how you doing?
I'm good. Did you guys have a good Mardi Gras?
did.
Yeah, Endymion. I mean, it ended for us after Endymion, but yeah, Endymion was a lot of fun.
Good, good. It was great. It was our first time living so close to the parade route, and I have to say that I guess I'm getting older because I had to take a break on Monday, and I stayed in bed and worked in bed and watched TV most of the day. So
I spent most of Sunday in bed, Monday too, I guess. I made the mistake of staying sober on the float, coming into the extravaganza and drinking two bottles of champagne myself. And I did not feel good for the next 2 days.
You just overserved yourself.
Yes, he overserved himself.
I couldn't even eat food. It was that bad.
Oof. I haven't had one of those days in a long time.
It had been a long time for me as well.
Well, now that we've gotten through, we've gotten through Mardi Gras, and of course today being St. Patrick's Day, and that'll be over here soon. It's now time, and I know I've been looking forward to this event for quite some time, and I know obviously both of you have, and we finally made it 2 years, but here we are, and the Bourbon Festival's right around the corner now.
It is, and Barb and I feel a whole lot more comfortable that it's actually going to happen because the city has already given us our permit. The state gave us our ATC license. We actually received that today. So everything's a go.
Beautiful. I'm so glad to hear it. I'm so looking forward to it. And it's a shame Mike's not on tonight because I know he's looking forward to it as well. And, we've been talking about it pretty often for the last few weeks, and Brian was on a couple of weeks ago, and him and I talked a lot about it. And the big thing for people that are listening who maybe aren't quite seasoned as you or even myself, I feel like, number one, we've talked about it on your previous show. I think it's probably my favorite show or my favorite festival in the city, but you don't have to be a quote unquote bourbon nerd to really enjoy this festival.
No, we got something for everyone. So you can go just enjoy food. You can, if you're new to whiskey or you want to learn whiskey, there's opportunity to taste some things there that can introduce you to whiskey.
There's the education.
The educational part at the seminars on Friday and Saturday. So there's something for everyone. There are some things that you're going to see that are a little different just because of certain situations going on around the country with, shipping and things like that, the glass shortage. So we're trying to overcome those. We're going to have more whiskey booths than we've ever had before. That's
beautiful.
A definite.
So what could be wrong with that?
Correct.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I had a company new to Louisiana reach out to me yesterday. Dancing Goat, I believe, is the brand. They've got a 15-year-old bourbon that is available right now in Louisiana. And, I mean, when she called me to see if they could come, and we're still, as of yesterday, we're still adding booths. How about that?
Well, I love it.
And they're going to be bringing a 15-year-old whiskey that probably most people in Louisiana haven't even tried yet. So
beautiful.
The similar cast of characters are back. Four Roses, everything from Brown Forman, Jack Daniels, Old Forester, Woodford Reserve, Cooper's Craft, Sazerac here with their lineup. Wild Turkey is back. Heaven Hits back with their lineup. Sorry about that. The kids are having a good time.
Uncle Nearest.
Uncle Nearest is back with their lineup.
Fearless.
Wilderness Trail. So wouldn't be a shame if the dog barking in the background.
I know. Mine's laying at my feet. He's the co-host and I instead of Mike. So I completely understand.
The puppy just went in the back and stole the whole box of greenies off the shelf, was running around with the whole box in his mouth. So entertaining us. But,
we've got
a lot of great stuff going on. There were some new things I wanted to bring this year, but, just coming out of the city, just coming out of the pandemic, it was a struggle for some of that to happen. But what I promise you, you're going to have a great time in 2022. And we're going to make some of these changes we were hoping to do in 2023 to make it even better.
I love it. I don't know how you can possibly make it any better, but I'm going to take your word for it, and I'll believe both of you because I have the utmost faith in you that you will get it done. And, you know, and that's part of the great thing, too, is to be able to try, you know, brought up a lot of the different brands that'll be there. But, you know, something like Wilderness Trail that you can't get around here, and that's a fantastic whiskey. And you brought up Four Roses, which is a favorite of Mike and I's. I didn't do a whole lot of shopping Mardi Gras weekend just because it was Mardi Gras weekend. So I just ran to Rouse's, and they were unfortunately out of small batch, but I ended up with Rare Eagle to drink, to share with him. So
the Eagle Rare, that's a good one.
Or Eagle Rare, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and we got some brands that are, I guess, through the pandemic have come to Louisiana that are going to show, like Penelope. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a great whiskey. I believe we drank it on the show at one point.
We did.
He was on our show.
That's right. Mike was a guest. We also still Austin out of Austin, Texas. And these guys are an up and comer like Penelope. They've got some, and they're making their own whiskey. So, you know, they've got some good stuff. Their cash strength is fantastic.
I can't wait.
So we got a couple brands that are really just going to hit the city, make their debut at Bourbon Fest, like Buzzard's Roost. A good friend of ours, Jason Bronner, started this brand. And for those who don't know the whiskey industry that well, Jason is considered to have started the first bourbon whiskey-themed restaurant bar in the country in Louisville, Kentucky, called Bourbon's Bistro.
Very cool.
So a lot of cool things that are going to happen this year that you're going to see a little change in for 2020. Now the Woody is back from Bullet, so the little trailer,
nice, yeah, that's
bar
really
and
cool.
All that's going to be back outside.
Cigar lounge
is back. Two Lucky Dog carts, because one wasn't enough last year. People complained we ran out of hot dogs.
two each night,
right?
Yeah,
beautiful. Well, hey, can I keep you for just a couple of minutes so we can take a quick break and we'll come back? We'll talk about the food, and then you have something else going on, and I might know somebody that might be helping you with it. So we need to talk about that too. So do you mind sticking around for a couple minutes?
Sure, we can stick around.
All right, perfect. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
All right, we're back with the Something to Say radio show. We're talking to Tracy and Barbara Hirsch and DiPaolitano about the fantastic Bourbon Festival that'll be happening next week, starting on the 23rd, going through Saturday. And we talked about some of the brands that are going to be in attendance, and some of the, and you started to touch on the food. And I'm going to tell you what the food. You also said that there's a food only ticket. If you want to come just for food, you're not going to be disappointed either.
No, we've got we got food from all over the city, but what I'm excited about is for the first time ever, the North Shore has some great restaurants like Pyre Barbecue, Llamas, so really good restaurants on the North Shore. We've got several restaurants from the North Shore participating, and I think people are going to be surprised how good these places are coming That's on amazing. Board. And then Toulouse Catering, from the group over at Pellew's, they have a catering company that I guess works with the cannery over there on Toulouse Street. Amazing food. They're going to be there. They're just trying to come on, help me out here. Couchon.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're going to have Briquette. Let's see. The doorbell just got rang. So,
is it a surprise guest for the show?
Yeah, that's probably our artist coming to pick some stuff up. Nice. We're doing. Let's see. I said Briquette, Couchon. I did mention Lucky Dog already.
I was talking about, not to interrupt you, I was talking about the Lucky Dog cart with somebody within the last week. I forgot who it was, but it was funny that at the beginning of the night, there's not a line for the Lucky Dog cart, but towards the end of the evening, there's a big line for the Lucky Dog cart.
One of my big sponsors, Four Roses, Jill and their marketing department made sure that I understood that if we didn't have a Lucky Dog cart again, she was not coming.
Oh,
and I was like, you got it. We got Lucky Dog carts. Don't worry. We're going to have Charlgood Oysters again from the Oyster House over on the North Shore. And Piazza Seafood here in New Orleans is supplying all of the oysters.
Oh, I wish I had. I wish I was running the board. I could hit the bell.
Piazza, shameless plug. Right. Yeah, we just got so much good stuff going on for the festival. And I'm excited. The dinner pairings on Thursday night, Couchon with Four Roses. We got Wild Turkey with Joanne Street at Briquette. Maker's Market, Desi Vega. We've got a Uncle Nearest parlor event over at Dookie Chase, which I think going to be amazing. Awesome. Small crowd, only 30 tickets for that. But, man, you're going to get to taste some of the food from Dookie Chase and some amazing cocktails with the gang from Uncle Nearest. Jim Beam will be at Sidecar Rusty Nail in the courtyard with a happy hour. And then we're going to have something special at SoFab with the Carters. Mark and Sherry Carter will be doing a tasting over there with bites of food and stuff. Again, small 30, 40 person crowd, but it's going to be something you don't want to miss.
Absolutely not. If you miss this, then I don't know what to tell you. Then you must not like fun. And you must not enjoy a good time, because it's like I said, it's so well ran, and everything's it's just a wonderful experience. I've went to both nights. I think every year that the Bourbon Festival has happened, and there's something different on each night. So it's just such a great time, and I can't sing the praises enough of what you guys do and how well you do it.
Thanks, man. Well, What people don't understand, I mean, you got movie stars, you got rock stars, and then you got bourbon nerd kind of rock stars that we love, which are the master distillers. And you're going to get to meet a lot of these guys. They come and they hang out. Brent Elliott from Four Roses, Connor O'Driscoll from Heaven Hill. You're going to get to see these guys. They're brand ambassadors who are almost as famous as the master distillers, like Bernie Lubbers and E.T. from Jack Daniels and Fritz from Cooper's Craft. I mean, they're just going to – you're going to meet all these people, and you'll be surprised at how cool they are. They're not – sure. They don't act like celebrities, even though they are in this world. They act like you've been buddies with them forever. And that's the great thing about this industry.
Definitely. And before we jump off here, I'll make sure we get the website and where to go for tickets. But I want, while we have a couple of minutes left, I want to talk about you know, you and Barbara used to have a show on the station. I don't think that's any secret to anyone.
Right.
However, you've transitioned and went into something different, and I wanted to give you that opportunity to promote it because I'm happy to say that I'm going to be involved with you.
Yeah, we are taking our show to the podcast world. Still going to be It's Always Better with Bourbon, but we are joining the podcast group from SoFab, which is the Southern Food and Beverage Museum and the Museum of the American Cocktail. So we're going to be joining their platform to, you know, introduce bourbon to that show. I know they got wonderful cocktail shows like NOLA Drinks. Brian's over there as well. But we're going to be introducing the world of bourbon to their listeners. And Barbara and I are very excited about the opportunity. We're going to do some recording of segments through the Bourbon Fest, bringing all of our equipment with us. So look for segments with some of the distillers, historians, the people that you'll get to see at Bourbon Fest. So we're going to have them on our shows.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. And the only downside I can say is now whenever you say a certain curse word, then you don't owe me a bottle of bourbon because you can say it freely.
Yeah, I do have a tendency to say that word often. So, I was able to control myself on the air, so I didn't have to give you a lot of bourbon.
Yeah.
I have a filthy mouth. It's what it is. Everybody knows that. So.
Yeah, I do too, unfortunately. But somehow, I whenever the microphone, most of the time, I can shut it off. There's very few times that I've almost slipped up. But knock on wood, I haven't.
You had to hit the button on me a few times, but I tried. I tried my hardest not to do it.
Well, it's all good, and I'm excited about it. I'm so glad that you and Barbara stopped by to talk about everything. And we got about a minute left, a little less than a minute. Can you tell everybody where they need to go to get those tickets and find out all the information that they need?
So all you got to do is go to our website, and that's nobourbonfest.com. You'll see the schedule of events. You will see the Bourbon Brawl, which is our bourbon competition, which is Wednesday night, free event to anyone who wants to come over to SoFab. It's the Jim Beam Bourbon Brawl, and we're going to have 8 bartenders competing in the chop-style competition like the television show. It's a lot of fun, and you get to taste some of the concoctions they create on Wednesday. Again, that's a free event. And then, get a ticket, nobourbonfest.com, under the ticketing window. And you'll get to come to seminars, the tasting, different things that we have on there, and everything's listed on the site. And we'll be putting up a venue map once we feel it's complete. We got a couple more people we're waiting on, but so you'll be able to see what the venue is going to look like at the Contemporary Arts Center in the indoor-outdoor part of the venue.
Perfect. Well, everybody go to the NOLABourbonFestival.com, get your tickets, and I want to thank you two again for stopping by, and I'll give you a call off the air here in just a minute. We got to grab some news, so everybody stay tuned. We'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Thank you, Jeff.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks, Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
We once again join our partners Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, will defeat cancer.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
Jordana Brewster.
Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
So join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. A proposal to use tolls to fund the construction of a new I-10 bridge in Lake Charles received strong opposition from Louisiana truckers. Brooke Thorington has more.
My members were 100% opposed to this toll.
Executive Director of the Louisiana Motor Transport Association, Renee Amar, says they are all for a new bridge, but not for tolls to fund it. She says studies show toll bridges are more costly to taxpayers because the private and the private partnership has to make a profit.
A lot of times what we do see is that it's going to end up costing the taxpayers more money than if you had just funded the bridge with government funding.
The most recent estimate for the project is $600 to $800 million. I'm Brooke Thorington.
Deputies in Livingston Parish say they've nabbed the man they believe assaulted a man on I-12 and stole his vehicle. The victim is now being treated for multiple stab wounds. His pickup truck was recovered intact. His alleged attacker is now behind bars. This is news on LRN.
Kenny Main here with news that Caesar actually prefers calling croutons baby toast. Interesting. Download the Caesar Sportsbook app now and sign up with promo code RadioEat. Bet $50 and new users get a $250 Uber Eats gift card.
Must be 21 and physically present in Louisiana. Permit pending in Horseshoe Bossier City. Not available in prohibited parishes. New customers with eligible promo code only. Real money wagers only if they have minimum amounts of minus $200. $250 gift card redemption code accepts a redeemed gift card. Will be sent via email within 72 hours. Uber gift card terms and conditions apply. See caesar.com/promo for full terms. Void where prohibited. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
Louisianans come from all different walks of life. Whether you work in an office or on a farm. Love hunting or enjoy crabbing. It's time we all stepped up and gave COVID the boot. If you're vaccinated, get the booster for maximum protection. If you're not, get vaccinated so you don't get sick or pass the virus on to someone who is vulnerable, like a baby or an older person. So, no matter what you wear on your feet, step up, Louisiana, and let's all give COVID the boot.
Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Roslyn Karamer with Latter & Blum. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Roslyn Karamer at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares.
My name is Eric Schein. I'm a former naval officer, a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, and former officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Listen to my program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on WGSO AM 990. We get into the United States Merchant Marine, American flag shipping, the ports, and even things like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is very important information. Must listen in.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
I'm only happy when it rains. I feel good when things are going wrong. I only listen to the sad, sad songs. I'm only happy when it rains. I only smile in the dark.
All right, welcome back, gang, to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. So I don't think we've talked about it quite enough. Just kidding. And of course, I'm talking about Deshaun Watson and the up and down trials and tribulations that story's been this week. There has been some news, and the news being that the Browns are officially out of the running for his services. Although I think even the just talking with him has cost him quite a bit, because now Baker Mayfield has requested a trade, and you know, I can understand. You know, if you were told that you were going to be the starting quarterback and it's your job and you don't have anything to worry about, and then the team goes and starts courting another quarterback, yeah, I get where he's upset. So apparently, the Browns said that they don't have any intentions whatsoever of trading him, but you know, I think that Baker Mayfield can. He can push for that and just sit out. You know, he wouldn't be the first person that's done that. So you know, we'll have to see how it goes. And I think that if something happens, it won't happen until after Deshaun Watson has made his decision on where he plans on playing next year. Now, to go in a little bit further with him. He's met with Atlanta, he's met with Carolina, he met with the Browns, he met with the Saints on Monday, I'm sorry. But apparently last night, the Saints brass flew to Atlanta and met with him there, including Gale Benson. So, I don't know, take it for what it's worth. As far as I know of at this time, they're the only team that's met with him twice. Now, this morning, the Saints made some more moves, salary cap related, and restructured contracts on DeMario Davis, Bradley Roby, Taysom Hill, and Malcolm Jenkins, and freed up another $30 million in cap space. So, you know, I don't know. Either way, we needed to have it, regardless of whether or not it's to bring in Deshaun Watson or not. We needed the money because there's holes that need to be filled, and it just has to be done. Now, Watson this year is going to have a cap hit of $35 million. So, yeah, that's more than what we have available. But it's believed that if he is going to be traded here, that they'll restructure his contract, probably do something similar that what they've done with Drew and countless other people, where they'll give him an extension, convert a lot of his 2022 salary to signing bonus, so he takes a very minimal cap hit and will still have money left over to go out and maybe get another wide receiver or possibly get an offensive lineman if we need to, or re-sign Tron Armstead. So at this point, it does look like that all things are pointing towards Deshaun Watson being the next quarterback of the Saints, and I still am a little on the fence about how I feel about it. I don't know. It could be great. I hate to it just, to me, it's unfortunate that we've been so spoiled for so long of having a good character person like Drew Brees, a class act, and you know, obviously a Hall of Famer on the field, and truthfully a Hall of Famer off the field, in my opinion. And you know, I think we've had enough issues with you know, we had Alvin Kamara just get in trouble, and a few of other guys over the last couple of years get in trouble and face suspensions. And, you know, it'd just be nice to not have to deal with that, not have to worry about anything. And hopefully all this is behind him. And that's not to say that it's definite that he'll be suspended, because with these not being criminal cases, these being civil cases, it could, you know, it very well could go that way. But you know, historically, Roger Goodell has not been very kind towards the Saints in the past. So I don't know. We'll have to see. And I'm sure that originally it was thought that Deshaun Watson was going to make his decision yesterday, but he was quote unquote torn between a couple of teams. So it's taken a little longer. I still don't believe that the Falcons are serious, because, you know, just like Mike and I talked about last night, they're going to take a $50 cap hit if they get rid of Matt Ryan. And I can't imagine the Texans if wanting to swap that $50 million for the $35 that they were going to owe Deshaun Watson. It just doesn't make sense. So I just don't really see that being a viable fit. And, you know, like I said, with Gail Benson and Mickey Loomis and Dennis Allen flying to Atlanta to meet with him last night, and that's, as of right now, that's the only team that's met with him twice, it kind of looks like that more than likely Deshaun Watson is going to be the guy. So there you go. A little bit more news in the NFL. Allen Robinson, wide receiver from the who's been with the Bears for quite a while, he signed, unfortunately, with the Rams. And he got a 3-year deal for $46.5 million. So now they're going to have one hell of a wide receiver core with Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Van Jefferson, and now Allen Robinson. And Robinson has had a couple down years in Chicago, but also you have to take into consideration what the situation's been there. And I don't think it's really been very conducive for him to have good years when they didn't really know what the hell they were doing at quarterback, whether it was Justin Fields or Andy Dalton or Nick Foles or, you know, countless other people. It just, I don't think it was the right place for him. So we'll see if he has, how much he has left in the tank. Let's see, what else we got going on here? In baseball, there's been some big news. We were talking last night about Freddie Freeman, who his contract was up with the Atlanta Braves, and we were talked about how surprised that he didn't re-sign with them. He's been the face of the franchise for that team for quite some time. But unfortunately, the rich is going to get richer, and he signed a 6-year, $162 million deal with the Dodgers. So they're actually going to have four former MVPs all on their lineup. I mean, it's to the point now where they're looking like an all-star team. And actually, they had, with Mookie Betts, Trey Turner, and Freeman now, all those three players have finished in the top five in National League MVP voting over the past 2 years. And, I mean, you look at their lineup, they have Mookie Betts leading off, Freddie Freeman batting second, Trey Turner batting third, Max Muncy fourth, Will Smith fifth, Justin Turner, sixth, Cody Bellinger, seventh, Chris Taylor, eighth, and AJ Pollock, ninth. I mean, it's just a stacked lineup, and, you know, it just goes to show that even though with this lockout and they had a collective bargaining agreement, negotiations over the past couple of months, this is where baseball's not getting it right. And to me, this is where salary cap needs to be put into place, because there's no reason why one team should have that many former MVPs and stars on their team. And it's not like these guys are at the end of their careers. These are all guys that are in their prime. And, you know, I hate to say, oh, it's not fair, but, you know, it makes it tough for small market teams or medium market teams to be able to compete if you're just stacking the deck and chasing a ring. Now, to be fair, they've been spending a lot of money for a long time, and they've only gotten one championship out of it. But and that was during in 2020 during the shortened COVID season. So, you know, I don't know. It's something maybe that'll be addressed, but I highly doubt it. I think the players would throw a complete fit and would never agree to a salary cap, and I don't know what it would take to change their mind on any of those things. So, all right, well, we need to take a break, and we'll be back with more. We'll wrap things up. It's Thursday, so we need to do some – we'll make our weekly trip to Florida and do our weekly segment on Florida Man. So you're listening to the Something to Say radio show. We'll be back after this.
Where do I take this pain of mine? I run, but it stays right by my side. So tear me open, pour me out the things inside that scream and shout. And the pain still hates me.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. live on WGSO Radio for a brand new season of In the Paint.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Join us every Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO as we explore the world of drink, food, and culture in New Orleans and beyond. Whether recorded on location in and around the New Orleans area or chatting with folks from all over the world, we bring you a unique array of topics and conversations from the culinary, beverage, and cultural landscape. From fun cocktail talk to important social issues in the hospitality industry, we present a perspective that is inspired locally but takes a world view. Cheers, y'all.
God, family, and country. Unfortunately, in today's society, God is no longer the center of both the family and country. But on Monday, December 6th at 8 p.m., that will all change because we're putting God and patriotism back in the center of everything. Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. The Flaming Conservative, host of my new show, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO, WGSO.com, and Facebook Live. Come and get you some.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When severe weather causes telecom network outages, the FCC recommends that you call 911 only when necessary and limit non-emergency calls. Avoid repetitive redialing to minimize network congestion. Try texting if a call doesn't go through. Conserve cell phone power and turn off your phone when not in use. If evacuated, forward landline calls to your cell phone and use your outgoing message to update your status. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Everybody to the Something to Say radio show. It's that time of the week. It's Thursday, our last segment. So, you know, we like to take that little trip to Florida and check in on the good folks of Florida and see what's going on there. So without any further ado,
down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
Right, so let's see where to begin with the stories there. Let's start with something out of Clearwater. So this comes from News Channel 3 out of Memphis, but the headline is Florida woman accused of renting out home she didn't own. And Florida woman accused of renting out a house that she didn't own is behind bars. I have no idea how to pronounce her first name. Yulina Drozd is facing a single charge of burglary of an unoccupied dwelling. Carrie Whitfield told WFLA she unknowingly fell victim to the woman's scheme. For weeks, she had been looking for a new place to rent with her husband and their teenage daughter. Then a friend recommended Drozd. Whitfield contacted Drozd, who had ads on social media showing off one of the houses available for rent. The two met at a home on Magnolia Drive in Clearwater, Florida. Whitfield liked the house, but Drozd told her she had another home with the same rental price. It was a bit older, but it was a bit bigger and had a pool. Whitfield was sold. Signed the lease agreement. She wrote me out a receipt for my deposit and my first month's rent. And we said our goodbyes. She handed me keys, and we said our goodbyes. Planning to surprise her family, Whitfield said she took them to their new home and was surprised herself. There's a gentleman standing outside with a big truck, and I'm like, hey, how are you? How can I help you? He's like, I'm here to meet the realtor and start renovations. I said, come again, excuse me? I just rented this place this afternoon. So she called the Clearwater police, but she also remembered that she had taken a precaution when signing the paperwork, and it provided a key piece of evidence for investigators. I took a picture of her ID just in case. That's my mindset, said Whitfield, who is also a notary. We have to get all the information. Police later arrested Drozd, whose bond was set at $5,000. Detectives said they are looking into the possibility there may be additional victims. She currently is awaiting trial, according to inmate records at Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. So there you go. You got to be careful when you're renting from people in Florida. Let's see. What else do we have here? How about let's go to Brevard County. There's another frequent flyer county in Florida, and the headline is Naked Florida Man Arrested After Banging on a House with a Barbell, deputies say. Larry Gardner, 62, faces charges of aggravated assault, armed burglary. A naked man carrying a barbell is accused of threatening to kill another man shortly after a burglary, according to the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. Deputies said a witness told them that he heard a noise from a neighbor's house and saw Larry Gardner, 62 years old, naked outside and banging on a sliding glass door with a barbell Monday evening. When witnesses approached Gardner, he said he said Gardner held the barbell over his head and told him, "I'll kill you," according to the affidavit. The report says the man slapped Gardner twice, getting him to drop the weight. Gardner then picked up a metal rod from the residence's yard and started chasing the man, according to deputies. The man then pulled his gun and told Gardner to stop to drop the metal rod when another neighbor came out to help tackle Gardner to the ground. Gardner is accused of committing a burglary immediately before the incident, deputies said. He was arrested and faced charges of aggravated assault and armed burglary. All right, what else do we have? Oh, this guy, he was unsure about his meth, so you know who he called to make sure that it was good? That's right, he called the police. So this comes from Newsweek, actually, and the headline is Florida man asked police to test his meth to ensure its authenticity. And sadly, this isn't the first time I've seen an article like this. And it's sadly not. It also came from Florida. A Florida man was arrested after calling 911 to report his recently purchased methamphetamine was fake. He asked the police to test it for authenticity, then bust the dealer who sold it to him. Instead, the caller, identified as Thomas Eugene Colacci, was arrested. The Hernando County Sheriff's Office said deputies were dispatched to a Springfield Hill home on March 10th after a resident called 911 to request that a deputy be dispatched to test the meth that he had recently purchased. Upon arrival, deputies met with Colacci, who told police he recently purchased methamphetamine from a male he met in a local bar. After using a bit, he believed it was actually bath salts. Colacci told deputies he was an experienced drug user, having used meth in the past. He said he knew what meth should feel like. Colacci then handed over two small baggies, each containing a white crystal-like substance, to the deputy. The police said, evidently, the substance Colacci had recently purchased did not provide the expected sensation, hence the call to 911. Colacci told deputies he wanted his meth tested, as he did not want other people to purchase fake methamphetamine from the individual who sold it to him. Colacci wanted the police to put the person in trouble for selling dangerous drugs. However, he was unable to provide a name or contact information for the suspect. The police said, as requested, a deputy performed a field test on a sample of the white crystal-like substance from each of the baggies. The substance from both baggies tested positive for methamphetamines. The deputies then placed Colacci under arrest and put him in the back of a patrol vehicle. After that, Colacci told deputies he was having chest pains. He was then transported to a local hospital where he was medically cleared by a physician. Then he was taken to the Hernando County Detention Center on charges of possession of methamphetamine, two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia, and his bond was set at $7,000. The Sheriff's Department said that if a person has doubts about the authenticity of an illegal narcotics you have on hand or have obtained from another person, the Hernando County Sheriff's Office is pleased to provide this service free of charge. I mean, what a dumbass. I mean, that's really all you can say, right? Jeez Louise, come on. Let's see, how much time do we got left? All right, we got time for one more, and it's a doozy. This comes from the New York Post, and the headline is Florida Man Busted After Masturbating Inside a Miami Beach Starbucks. A self-proclaimed homeless male model was arrested for pleasuring himself in front of people in a Starbucks in Miami Beach on Friday. Blake Rain, 27, was allegedly seen by several witnesses pleasuring himself at the Starbucks on Collins and 29th around 9:30 a.m. A witness said she was in the shop when she used her phone to record him. Why would you record it? I don't know. He said, "What are you bleeping doing? Get the bleep out. It's disgusting," she yells at him in the video. Rain, wearing a white t-shirt, underpants, and white socks, was clearly unbothered, does the gross deed in front of an American flag in the coffee shop while looking around at patrons. Demaria said that he did it for about 10 minutes before officers finally arrived. At that point, he took off running, according to the arrest report. Rain allegedly refused to comply with cops' orders, and they shot him with a dart-firing stun gun. That's when he got yanking again, this time pulling the darts out of his body. See what they did there at the New York Post. That's so funny. This time pulling the darts out of his body and running off again. In the bizarre chase, police shot roughly 8 times before he was finally subdued. Police used closed fist distraction blows and kicked him in the lower back area as well. One of the officers was injured after he fell during the foot chase. Miami Fire and Rescue personnel took Rain to the Mount Sinai Medical Center. He is charged with lewd and lascivious behavior, disorderly conduct in an establishment, and resisting an officer without violence. His bond has been set at $700. That's it. That's ridiculous. Oh, my goodness. Well, I think that's enough for the evening. So let's get out of here, and everybody enjoy the night, and we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, just play Gloria.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. we provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
This is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 for Ringside Politics with a Punch right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.